Don't worry. All right, let's go.
Okay, so now this bus now wants to jam me based on.
So, Nicole, welcome back.
Hi, guys, and welcome back to Zero Expectation Podcast. We call this the Street Edition.
Why we are outside this
video? It's why I call it the Street
Nicole,
Edition.
Nicole, listen first. Why we are outside? Let me give context.
The Street Edition.
Let me give context first. Why we are outside there is because Nicole will be leaving on Sunday.
Yeah.
And she's going to be making her hair tomorrow. Tomorrow is Saturday.
Yeah. Do I have to stay on this page?
No, you don't have to.
Hey.
And she wouldn't have the opportunity to record anything, obviously, tomorrow because when we are going to watch a movie tomorrow. Then after that, she's going to do her hair and she'll be stressed.
Yeah.
So I just thought, okay, let's just record our journey going to buy insecticide.
Insecticide. So,
yeah, I don't know. If the audio is good, we'll roll intro, yeah. If it's not
roll
good,
intro.
We'll roll intro. And cars are trying to hit this girl.
I don't know. It's because I'm too hot, too sexy today, you know. I've got... I'm walking outside. I'm wearing Prince's shirt. Of course.
Smells good, eh?
I mean,
can do better.
I mean, is that a cat?
Yeah.
Zero.
Expectations podcast.
Yeah. Is that a cat? Is it breeze blowing now? Look, man, these streets are dangerous, man. These streets are dangerous. It's only on this podcast that there's traffic. We are just the best. So what's up? What's been happening? I see you've been doing podcasts without me. We've been doing your time.
We've been trying. We stopped for a while, but we came back.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you doing?
I
Before tell. We used to buy things from this shop here, then we stopped.
So are they the ones that have the cheese? Munchies.
Yeah, they are the ones that has there. Yeah.
And so they are the ones that have packed up.
So I've initiated Nicole into the cheesy munchies.
Cheesy.
Love. She's in love with the cheese.
I'm in love with the
cheese.
Why are you working like one professor? You put it under your back like something is wrong.
So how's work been?
Any
projects looking forward to?
Man.
Are you saying anything? Just harmonizing.
Man.
Well, what's your take about the kidnapping going on?
Jesus, nothing is scary. I almost asked Joshua to come back from school. I would never like. I'm telling you, honestly.
When was that?
Because, like, when I was talking to him, was it the first day? Because, like, you know how uni like is now. Their gates are wide open. Come one, come all, you know, and go with God. And then anybody can walk in. Kidnappers can walk in.
I'm not even lying. I got scared too. When we dropped him,
yeah.
Like, we're seated and waiting for the person that's going to take it to the hostel. And the guy took so long. And at one point, he said he's coming with a car. Like, I'm like, come with a freaking car. You mad?
Yo, that's like kidnapping vehicles.
The next thing, he takes Joshua and he goes into like education. I don't know if you know. He goes through one door like this and he goes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, wait, why did you not follow him? And we're seated there. And Joshua that we came with has gone. In my mind, I'm like, I hope we've not just handed him to
a kidnapper. Yeah, with our food.
But it's been.
So this shop doesn't function again too.
What was in this shop?
This is sell things here.
Sell what, Nico?
No way.
Since I've been coming out
there's
recently.
A shop here. There's I've a been, shop in here.
I've been suffering, Nico.
There's a shop in here. You didn't know?
No. There's a shop in here. I know about that one. But you're pointing outside now.
But look at these wooden things. That's a shade, my
There's some really fine babes that used to come here. Every time I come here, I'm always looking like a scrap. Like house
and you look like a scrub
today. I'm not going there. I'm standing outside. I'm giving ATM to buy.
Huh?
I'm being serious. Huh. You are doing the purchase.
I know, bro.
Good is for all.
Goodie.
That's what, because since Joshua left, I've been trekking like an idiot.
It's good.
Guy.
It's good. We need to get on the Fit Farm wagon, man. You know? Tough times ahead. Tough times, you know?
It's hard.
Trying to get the cholesterol.
You know, I actually think about it. If the roles were reversed, and I had like a 9-to-5 somewhat, and you were at home.
Yeah.
How would it be?
Man, I'll be sleeping.
No.
One thing I don't do a lot.
Because the other day I went to the market.
Mm-hmm.
For no reason, to buy things for beans. All right, I'll take the phone now.
Oh my God, is this the shop?
I don't know, why are they dancing there? There's a party going on. I'll be here because of take. Use my ATM. You know the password already, right?
Yes.
So thank you very much. Oh yeah.
How much?
It's probably just a third insecticide. Raycon.
Oh, I'm paying with card.
Yeah, pay with card.
The fuck?
Sure, Glock. Okay, anyways. Nicole has left and I'm standing here. I don't know how the audio sounds, but I'm using this time to just waste time. It's been long since I spoke to you guys, like just generally. And it's that guy that just shouted I. But yeah, a lot has been happening. I just started doing YouTube again. I've been disappointed with YouTube lately. And I'll tell you guys why. I hope you guys can hear me. But I've been disappointed with YouTube lately, just mostly because, I started YouTube a while ago, and I used to do reviews. And I think I've said this thing before, so I hope I'm not just repeating lines that I've said before. But I started YouTube a while ago, and I loved it. I did anything to just get trendy a little bit. Then I added my own spin into it. And I was backing up of like shows, so I review shows and the viewers of the shows would come and watch my videos. I did it for so long and I acquired almost up to like 100, and at the moment I have 185 videos. It's crazy because like if you think about making 185 videos, like if you make a video a day, that would be like 185 days. So if you stretch it out to one video every week or two videos a week. So like I've been grinding, and to the point that I got up to like at the moment 31, almost 32,000 subscribers. And it shocks me how I will make a video now where I'm not reviewing a show and I can barely get up to 1,000 views. I can barely get up to 1,000. Like sometimes it's just like 500 views. And it's sad because like it's more of like you've gotten to a point where you think you can now relax. I know nobody should relax, do you understand? But you think you can be able to judge like the amount of views you get, but you can't. With me, I can't. I'm tired of making reviews about shows. I'm freaking tired. Like I'm going to do for the big shows, but like I'm tired because I stated the other time that when you get to like episode 5, 6, 7, you get bored. It's boring. I like the videos I make now because it's one-off and I'm excited to make it, but it doesn't do well. And YouTube is something I've always wanted to do to make money, man. Like make money for the families, not just for me, but for everybody else. I don't care about fame. I don't care. Like, and I'm not, so if you know me, I'm not money oriented. So I'm not doing it also for like the money, but like money is good because like I'll be dumb to say I don't want the money. But like, it's just sad, man. So I'm at this crossroad where I'm scared to attempt because I know the me attempting is probably going to lead to me failing more and getting disappointed because like now people look at, oh, you have 30 something thousand subscribers and you can barely get 1,000 views. Prince, maybe you are, maybe you bought the followers. And I don't buy followers. Never bought anything online before. I've never used my ATM or anything online before. So, like, it shocks me, man. Nico is coming. I just did a whole ass heart-to-heart conversation with you guys. Some guys are looking at her. But when they look at me, 6'7", buffed, belly full, no packs.
Have you been gossiping about me?
Nah, I've been talking about me.
Oh.
What did you buy?
I'm back!
How much was it?
It's 800.
Nah, bomb. It's not...
It's
the one we got the other time.
It's not good.
It smells like medicine.
The flock. That's the one. Should I return?
No, let's go. Bike men and Nicole. Nicole, shift.
Oh, my guys, my niggas.
Why? Olodo, he would break his bike now. The worst is that we might be walking and get to a point.
He's heading for a tree.
Get to a point.
We're on our streets, but on our street, we need to follow him. We need to get to the bottom of this.
So, Nico, normally I walk this place like 5 times a day.
They know you.
They know me, man. So I was just giving them gist about YouTube and all, like.
Oh God.
You know the worst part? When you used to talk about your love life, and Rich say, "Fuck life. You, we don't give you shit."
Yeah, that's how I feel about your YouTube.
Because I'm sad.
Oh Jesus.
But it is well. Don't worry, I'm not talking about it.
Every time Rich is having a conversation, no, you cannot go without. Every time Prince is having a conversation, you cannot go without, as a successful YouTuber, bullshit
fucking
crap.
So.
Uh-huh. I say, a successful YouTuber, bullshit crap.
And
I'm like, oh. And all that kind of bullshit. No. Lagubomio.
At least there are no fine
things.
I don't find things.
Sing, yo.
In my mind, I thought
if
I
you
don't have
this song, catches me. Then, my gun will die on the line. To be a bloody day. You get me?
There are no friends here. There's nobody my age range.
No, okay, so let's talk about how we feel moving into this area, right?
Why? Okay.
So I don't feel bad. I mean, I don't miss where we left. I miss the people. We left behind, because I mean, when we moved into Agopa last week, it was quite a tumultuous time in our lives. That was our heaven. Do you understand?
We never spoke about that, and I never told anybody.
Just to be able to afford a roof over our head at that point in time.
You're not giving too much information.
As in, just to be able
piece
to.
Of
like,
shit. Shut up.
I was like, so that was it. And with the way our lives were structured at that point in time, I did not see past that
nobody
place. Always talked, you know, we're going to move out. Bullshit.
Yeah.
But you see, my mind, I was like,
that ain't happening.
Make yourself comfortable, y'all. We're going to be here a while.
I swear.
And then shit happened.
They forced us
1 year, turned into 2 years, three years. And the stupid niggas gave us quick notice. Like, how the fuck do you give someone quick notice?
Yeah.
Like,
just got the name of this podcast.
Yeah.
We got kicked out of our house.
Of our old house.
No, of our house.
We got kicked out
Nobody
of our house.
Nobody gives a damn. When they listen to it, they'll not get to the point. Oh, he clicked, bit me again.
That's what you always
trickster.
So, so we asked to leave. It was so nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
I was like, blood of Jesus. Do we beg them? Though they were pissing me the fuck off, I couldn't really care. I wanted to toss everybody over the balcony. But I was scared where I was, though, bro. I was scared. As days turned into weeks, turned into months.
It turned into hours.
The time was approaching. I was just like, where the fuck are we gonna go? And then we started talking to agents.
And me and daddy started living, going out.
I mean, like, hey, you will never believe this story. I found an agent I've never met in my life.
Yeah.
Told him that I wanted a place around a certain area.
Yeah.
He got us a house. We checked it out. They liked it, paid for it, moved in. I still hadn't seen this house.
Yeah. You did not see it for almost a month.
Yeah.
Since we moved in.
Until I got off from work, and then I was able to see the space. It was miraculous how it happened.
I think moving was...
I know I don't really say this all the time, but thank you, God, yo. Yeah. You're my homie, yo. You know what you did for me, yo.
Moving was stressful as hell.
Oh, tell me about it.
It was over stressful.
I wasn't even part of the moving process, so, but I was feeling the heat. Because as Prince is frustrated, he's pointing it on me.
Yeah.
And I was feeling it.
Oh, yeah,
did we ever fight?
We had an argument. So I'm like,
did you just ask me if we fought?
We had an argument. So I was like, fuck you, man.
Prince was like, fuck you, man. What are you bringing to the table? Ha! I'm on my head.
I think we can't talk again because of the noise.
Oh yeah. Okay, I was like, my head scattered, and he was like, what are you bringing to
lock
the table?
Screen, so you don't see the number.
What are you bringing to the table? What are you? I was just, my head just scattered.
I stated,
I've never felt so useless.
I stated it.
He's like,
did you give me my wallet?
No, it's in my back pocket.
Okay, fuck it. I thought you just dropped it on the waist.
Yeah, I gave them the.
We are going back.
They should help us.
No. I said, except from freaking money, what else do you bring to the table?
My whole membrane. The only thing you brought to the table is money.
We were stressed.
I never underestimated the fact that you were stressed. I never said you weren't stressed or it wasn't stressful. I never belittled the process.
We came to the other one in Surulere twice or once. Like, we were going to places. There was one time we had an agent. We had to wait for the agent.
The agent said he wanted the key. I understand it was stressful. But every time you guys had to move somewhere, or do this, or check this place out, even that useless first agent that we had that wasted our time, my account kept on doing crack.
I always give him credit.
My money just kept on dropping. My mind, I'm like, shit, the money I'm saving for rent. Jesus. And then they would go, they say the house is not fine. I'm like, oh, damn shit. And they say, oh, we found somebody else. My car to do.
The house we got was not fine outside, but it was beautiful inside. Which one was that? That one I sent you video. You did not like it. As soon as you saw it, you're like,
which one was that?
The one that was upstairs.
That had orange arc and all of that.
I showed you.
What do you mean by it was beautiful on the inside?
No, it was long. It was long and spacious.
Are you okay?
That's all I just thought of. It was just long.
No.
No, but it was spacious inside.
Where?
That, well.
That you were bending down to go through.
Nicole, I'm always going to bend down, man. 10 feet. I don't give two shit.
If you fall inside this gutter.
But yeah. I'll
go and tell Adi that, you know, as we're coming back, I just tumbled.
You know, see, I fell on the wayside.
So I took it upon myself to at least get home first.
Nicole, add that I also apologized that day. I felt bad after because the thing with me is, I don't lash out.
You destroyed me.
No, Nicole, I don't lash out. The thing with me is, I always, like, I'm quiet.
Huh?
Imagine how we spoke about kidnappers.
Yeah.
At the end, we get kidnapped.
So wonderful.
Why we're starting.
Only on Zero Expectation podcast. No, but let's not joke about kidnapping, sir.
That thing is,
I swear to God, it's like the process of being kidnapped. Like all the things you have to go through. If they are going to beat you, rape you.
Hey, they're there.
You might just be their type. No, but seriously, like, it's the scariest thing in what I pray for every single person in that situation right now. I mean, God just has to help.
What news did you see? Is it just like the general news that we also?
What news?
Oh, you just got this hub that was just sending you. They kidnapped this person. Oh yeah, a lot of people were missing.
Prince, they've been kidnapping a lot.
Did you see the chick that went to look for a job?
Prince.
That one was the saddest thing ever, man.
Prince, he paid me.
That thing was sad.
He paid me to look for.
And it's one of those, if she doesn't go, people will be like, oh, because the journey was far. Is that why you're lazy?
Like, Prince, she was hustling. She was genuinely hustling. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, everybody could take the easy way out, but she chose to. No.
So God will protect all of us.
He's the only one, like, he has to. What are we going to do?
So I guess the whole podcast is done now.
Yeah.
I don't know how it sounds. So people might never get to listen to this podcast.
Who is it?
Let's go there. We can take him. Pounce on the bullshit, nigga.
Nigga, you know I don't have upper body strength.
Yeah, I have fleet here. Enzymes.
And for the eyes. He looks very sketchy.
Guys, thank you for listening.
Thank you so much for listening.
We don't know if the podcast sounds well because,
in Jesus' name,
as soon as we came out, everybody said, "Let me get on my vehicle.
Let's get on the road."
Because they just kept on passing.
The outside, you see this nigga bitch.
But yeah,
I miss Joshua.
I miss him too, man.
I wish I could go to school to go and visit.
One day we'll all go.
Oh really?
And surprise him. Probably he's. Oh, you know he wanted to go to Festac.
To do what?
He wanted to go to Ago.
Yeah.
I said, if that guy, the landlord...
Guy sees you.
Sees him.
On the road.
Boxing.
Joshua, you are done. Hey, whoa. That will be the absolute end. Because they hate us. And I can't be bothered
For shit.
And I think I've only explained this to one person. I'm not explaining it to any other person. But let's just say they hate us.
The feeling is mutual.
They DM'd you.
They DM'd me, like, and they cussed me. Like, I'm just like, yeah, that's what you get for kicking us out. Yes, we won in the end. He who laughs last, laughs best, and I'm still laughing.
All right, thank you guys for this season.
I sound so evil.
We're outside.
They're wondering what we did to them. Let's just say.
Let's just say we can't go back to.
If they know where we live, they probably send police. They are the ones.
Cut it.
Bye. Oh my gosh, my name is Nicole.
My name is Samuel Abasimbong.
Are you just listening to a very noisy Zero Expectations podcast?